This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. Rangers baseball is coming up at 5:30. Rangers Yanks tonight. Here's Sandler with a proper round tripper. Wolchuk.
No, I mean, we're basically the
Sandler,
same person.
Wolchuk.
Sandler, me. It's the same.
I hold you in that highest standard, though, when it comes to being
that.
Pre- and post-game show host.
Yeah, you are one of the few.
He said all you South Africans look alike.
We do. Been there. Wow. Jacob deGrom on the bump tonight, taking his 2.29 ERA, 4-1 record, although we don't care as much about the records anymore for starting pitchers. But we talked about this a little bit earlier with Teddy Emmerich, but this will be his first game back in New York since he left following the 2022 season. He is back on the right track, man. The fastball is at 97 miles per hour. Slider's been really, really good for him. Elite as always. DeGrom, we know he was a longtime Met, won a couple Cy Youngs there. Then he left. He said, quote, "The main thing is the mental thing. You want to be out there competing. The goal was to always pitch as much as I could, take the ball as many times as I could. And when you don't, you feel like a real letdown. We love playing this game, and when you're going to miss that much time, it's tough. My first surgery, I was in the minors, so I had no clue what to expect. But you want to be out there helping. And when you get the news you won't be, it's tough. Once I got over that part, got into the surgery, it's like, all right, what can I do to get back?" And since then, it's been awesome seeing him come out here. He's starting every fifth day. Fingers crossed that continues, but I'm excited to see him tonight.
I'm not even sure what to do with it, Wolchuk. I'm nervous. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah,
I feel like we need to knock on some
it.
Wood.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about
this
it.
This is the second mention of the day that he's making his start every fifth day. Is that the right thing to do?
Probably not. We should probably handle this like a no-hitter and just...
I'm not sure.
Just dump all of that, Lucius. Dump everything I just said.
I think everything leading up with him was the only thing that we asked is just let him take the ball every fifth day.
And it's going great. So good.
That's, we're a third of the way there.
Don't even talk about it. Just say, boy, pitched great last night, or boy, he...
Every start
good. Yeah,
seems to be getting stronger. Yeah. I can't wait for all the DeGrom versus Judge at-bats, though. Like, we're talking best on best. Yeah. You're talking best hitter in the game. Arguably.
You actually have a chance of getting a fair call from the ump.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun. And
I think it was three last night. Bassett counted three different pitches that the ump blew with Aaron Judge in the batter's box.
I thought it was, I loved Boach going out there and chewing his ass out. I think he deserved it. I think absolutely, as he noted, and you've been talking about, Brian, it was carryover frustration.
But
tonight.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to be the guy, man? Who's going to step up for you? I thought Haggerty had some good at-bats last night. You can see the wheels once he gets on base. Wyatt was able to get you a double. The Jungle Cat's been pretty good. I mean, this does feel like you're going to need somebody in the bottom of the order, and they changed it up. Like, you got Josh Smith, who's now going to be at the bottom of the order. So when things go ahead, your bottom three, you got Berger, Higashioka, and Smith. Maybe you can finally get something out of that bottom three in the lineup. Maybe Boach is trying to create something for Yarbrough here. I know they've stunk against lefties all year long.
Where's Simeon?
Simeon still at fifth. And that might be a guy eventually you're going to have to look to move. Because everybody else, it seems like, hey, your average, your OPS, it's slightly improving. The one guy that kind of stays steady at like 175 and just a 500 OPS, it's Marcus Simeon.
I mean, that's ninth. Because he's a legend, you'll let him play out this season and have back-to-back bad seasons. But I think it was Sandler that told us a couple of weeks ago, next year will be the year where you're going to have to make a decision. You know, do we eat this contract? You know, what are your options? Do you keep him around as a utility guy? Would he even want to do that?
I mean, I don't think he would.
What's Marcus Simeon want to do? He's a freaking legend. He's a champ. You know, he was awesome for a long time. Yeah. So if I'm reduced to that role, I'm kind of looking like, can we retire and just give me my money?
Yeah, he's a guy that kind of, he wants to play every day. I mean, we just, the Iron Man. I mean, him not playing and taking a day off, that was something they had to beg him to do last year.
But you mentioned it off the air earlier. Baseball teams are doing these contracts with guys that are 28 to 32 years old that are way too long. And you know the back half. Mm-hmm. But what they have to do, Obolchuk, is they have to do these 10-year deals because I can't give you what you're really worth per year. Otherwise, we're going into luxury tax threshold.
Sure.
So teams are acknowledging we're going for it in the first 5 years of a Seager and Simeon window. And that back half, they're going to make a lot of money. They're not going to be good. And we're going to have to restock in the draft.
And heck, if you win a World Series, like, all's worth it. But gosh, it does suck when you've got a guy that is not producing and you're paying him one of your highest on the payroll. It's difficult. It really, really is. Now, the Phillies are in need of some bullpen help. And they have now reached out to David Robertson, former Texas Ranger, who was pretty good last year. He's been kind of flirting with retirement, but they just had Jose Alvarado get suspended 80 games, and he also can't play for the postseason. So we'll see if David Robertson ends up wanting to come out. They're looking for a reunion with him. He did play in Philly. He is 40 years old. I mentioned last year was pretty darn good with Texas. I don't know if that ends up being a home. I know some Ranger fans would be thinking to themselves, like, I know Hagee's been pushing out. The Rangers should be calling David Robertson now. Get him back here because they could use some bullpen help. You got Chris Morton, who's on the IL.
Yeah.
Cole Wynn got activated. Like, would you not want David Robertson, but maybe he ends up with the Phillies?
I mean, Martin's been elite, and I wouldn't expect those numbers to continue for the next 4.5 months and into the playoffs, but this is a loss. If, you know, even to be without him for 15 days is tough. If he does not come back, then yes, Wolchek, I would say I'm looking for a bat in the trade market, but you'd have to add bullpen piece, at least one.
Kyle McDaniel has updated the top 50 prospects in Major League Baseball. Where is Sebastian Walcott? Well, he's at number 4. He has moved up to 4 on the list. Walcott has gone from the long shot shortstop to now looking like an average long-term defender at the position, as he sometimes struggles a little bit. But Walcott has the most power of the 3 teen shortstops on this list. He has hit now 40 homers, and the power is on display basically every single night when you watch him at Double A. It's unbelievable. I still wonder, does he play shortstop at the major league level with that size? And especially if the Rangers.
Cal Ripken was tall.
He was. But, I mean, Sebastian Walcott's like a different, he's a different animal. I mean, this dude, I could see a projection like maybe you move him to first base. Maybe you move him to the outfield still at this point. Because you might, if you have Josh Smith, who still doesn't have an everyday spot, if you really wanted somebody that is an elite defensive player at shortstop, like, Josh Smith's the answer there. You can play Josh Smith at short.
And, you know, depending on how Seager's career goes, I think you got to be open-minded to that. If an elite defensive shortstop develops in your system, I think you would have to move Walcott. Yeah. But right now, because he's so athletic, he's trending to be an average one, sufficient.
Right, but an average one's the thing. So, like, at 18 years old, you keep him there for now, but I still...
I'm not saying you're against him, but the range, the length, the quick hands. I mean, remember, like, there were a couple times there, he was, like, turning double plays.
Yeah.
Ball hitting the hole, he gets over backhands, and next thing I know, that ball is at second base.
He is special. I think he's naturally heavy, though. So, I think by the time you're 28, 29, 32, I think...
Right, it's a projection for his older years.
Like, hey, Rod, can you go to third base from shortstop?
I think quite easily. Third, even second. Like, if you're talking about Simeon, you move on from Simeon, play him at second base. There's a lot of options here with Sebastian Walcott. It's a great problem to have, but now number 4 when it comes to the prospect rankings, and he is the only Ranger. Jordan Lawler, by the way, of the Diamondbacks, is sitting there at number 7. A couple other players from that draft class that the Rangers were looking at. Ended up going pitcher. You got Max Clark with the Tigers at 8. Walter Jenkins, the outfielder with the Twins, is at 8. Speaking of rookies, though, we had a Brew Crew member, Logan Henderson, has made MLB history. He's the only pitcher in modern history to begin his big league career with 3 consecutive appearances that involved a winning decision and 7-plus strikeouts. That is extremely impressive. And when it comes to Milwaukee, they needed that really, really badly. So that's a boost for them. Also a boost.
And he's really good, not just lucky?
I think he's actually pretty damn good as a rookie. Nice. But it could be luck. I mean, the fact that they won, that could be luck. We've seen great starts, and your team doesn't always win. So the fact that you're adding the win plus the 7Ks, the 7Ks means he's good. The win could be lucky and fortunate. But George Kirby's coming back for the Mariners. That's going to be a boost to their rotation. They've had Kirby out. They've had Logan Gilbert out. And that's something to monitor as we look at this AL West race. Like, the Mariners have been keeping afloat, and they haven't even had their best arms. So that could be cause for concern if they get these guys back and healthy.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
There it is. We're rounding third, heading home. Pregame coming up at 5:30. We'll reset everything and take a look at breaking news coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific night. Rangers pregame's coming up at 5:30. Stars and Oilers game one coming up at 7 o'clock. Brian, you had a little Stars Oilers factoid in there right before the mics came on. What was that?
Yeah, that was crazy. It's from Sportsnet Stats, and this is about the Oilers have scored 19 goals in the third period in the playoffs and are a plus 10 goal differential in the final frame.
Man, that would really make me nervous if they were facing Edmonton in the first round, considering how that season ended the last 2 weeks, a 7 in a row, that game against Vancouver, the leads they were giving up in the third period. I think they fixed that, but man, the third periods are going to be sweaty, bro, and I cannot wait.
Oh, sweaty.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, we'll be schwitzing.
Okay, let me see here. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Jory Epstein asked Jerry for a Micah Parsons extension update. Said, I haven't talked to him for about 4 or 5 weeks. That'll be necessary if he's going to get a new contract. But he's got a contract. That's the point. Be sure and clear about that. Mm. So what Jerry is saying here in negotiating speak is he's got to come to me. It is, the first person to talk, you know, is going to lose. And I think he is saying Mike has got to come to me and do a team friendly deal if we're going to get this thing done this offseason, Brian.
Man, you know, when you say that, I wonder if Jerry's saying he's got a contract. Don't be missing things.
Oh. Oh, wow. I didn't think about that, Jerry Whisper.
I was just, when you said it, I immediately thought, when he and he told Jory, he's like, listen, he's got a contract.
Maybe Jerry's a little jammed up.
Maybe Jerry a little jammed up that maybe the head coach is okay. Maybe Jerry, you know, if I'm going to pay you, you need to show up for these things.
Yeah, my immediate thought was, hey, the guy's under contract, and we got the fifth-year option and the franchise tag, and, you know, there's no hurry for this because the guy's contracted to play.
Man, I was just sitting there thinking, I wonder if Jerry got a little, like, well, if I'm going to do something with you, you need to be around here.
That is very interesting thought indeed, is that quote from Jory Epstein on Cowboys Twitter. Dan Orlovsky sharing his concern about the Cowboys defensive front seven. That idea has gone viral today across social media with the quote, are you big enough to handle the modern day offense in the NFL? Or is he looking at Mazi and Toya mostly there, your defensive tackles?
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody else is looking pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably the bigger questions that he has about. I think they're going to be better at linebacker, at least size-wise.
They're big enough. The issue's been more gap integrity in the run defense, hasn't it?
Well, you know what? To me, I've seen teams run the ball on the edge. And you know, the edge is, and I think that's why you went out and got Peyton Turner. And guys like
that's
that.
That's a big long cap, man.
Because you do not want to be given up the edge that the way that they did last year. I think it's been more about the ends. I think it's about the fill safety and then also though the corners coming down.
Definitely.
All right, Jacob DeGrom going to be on the hill here in about an hour. You know, unless the Rangers just explode in the top half of the first, maybe they'll be having a conga line coming up in an hour in the Bronx.
Boy, that'd be awesome. Please.
But yeah, you should have Jacob DeGrom. So we invite you to lock into that Rangers pregame with Ted Emmerich, son of Roger from Yo Roger Raps fame, KRLD legend, voice AT&T Stadium for years. And that is his kid who's having a hell of a career as a play-by-play man, still is a very young man himself. But he's filling in for Sands, who had a special journey over the last couple of days, and we look forward to catching up with Sandler tomorrow after the day game, which is going to start at 11:30 tomorrow for your Rangers. And hopefully they're looking to take 2 or 3 by the time we get there. It is back-to-back lefties next two nights. Okay, our buddy Puck Daddy, Greg Wyshynski. He joined us two nights ago, I think.
It was Monday, I think.
Yeah, ESPN senior NHL writer. And he just posted who's leading for Stanley Cup playoffs MVP.
Ooh, I bet it's a battle between the two playing the night.
Yeah, he's looking at Mikko Rantanen. Leads the Conn Smythe Watch, helped leading the Stars to their third straight conference final. 13 postseason games, leads all scorers with 19 points, including a playoff best for him now, 9 goals. Only player to appear on every ballot surveyed from the writers at ESPN. Only 2 voters had him anywhere but first place for the Conn Smythe. 1 national writer had him 2nd, and a beat writer had Rantanen 3rd on the ballot. Probably a hater. Maybe from Winnipeg. You know, he slowed down a little bit after that first guess. Yes, maybe Colorado. Just can't do it out of spite.
Yeah.
As DeBoer put it, Rantanen is playing as if he's on a mission. He was a one-man wrecking crew against his old teammates from Colorado, the team that traded him earlier this season. Did more damage against the Jets in the 2nd round. Game 1 hat trick. Yeah, the 2 hat tricks, they just seem to be so powerful that if it's anywhere close with him and McDavid or, I guess, the Hurricanes goaltender, I think the way that it happened against Colorado and then the history of the one-period hat trick in the next game, you know, might be too much to avoid my vote. Rantanen cooled off a bit later in the series, 1 assist last 3 games, but his accomplishments to that point make him the clear MVP in the eyes of the panelist. The first player in history with 5 3-point games through a team's first 10 in a single postseason.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing Gretzky stuff, really. Set another NHL record by either scoring, assisting on 13 consecutive goals. At one point, Rantanen had factored in on 15 of the Stars' 16 goals. And, you know, that's what gives you confidence. If they were getting ready to play the Oilers again tonight, I'd be terrified. You know, usually if a team has your number in the playoffs, I expect that to continue. One voter noted that the crazy solo efforts he's had in a couple of games makes him an obvious choice. And, you know, he is. I don't think the Stars would have even won the first round without him.
No.
Agreed.
Absolutely not.
As another voter put it, it's almost hard to believe the dominance that he is displaying. And, you know, this is kind of a revenge tour. Started against the Avs and that narrative that he could not thrive. I think Puck Daddy even joined us following that trade and said, we'll have to see. You know, as far as how that narrative holds. And at the end of the regular season, then for the first couple of games at Colorado, you're like, oh, no, they traded for the guy who's not going to be as good for you as he was for them. But that narrative went up in flames, and now we're set. Enjoy the game tonight, Woolchuck. I know you're heading down there.
Let's go, boys.
Tolos.
Let's get that victory.
If you see him, beer him. Okay. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 3.5 flawless once again, got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Rangers baseball coming up next here. They're in the Bronx with DeGrom on the hill till tomorrow at 2. I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.